a personal term, one we have heard and read about. Responsibility we carry out, and one we may have done. I'm waiting to get involved. Now, Mother's Day is 2 weeks from today. A special day as we remember them, those with us or passed on. Mothers are not perfect, because none of us are. But they have and often show instinctive, special responsibility for their children. God put this feeling into much of created life, human and animal. For example, in this particular area, a mother bears scarce protective care for her cubs. Another example I read about, a woman was out with her young son walking when the brakes on a parked compact car failed, not set properly, started rolling, and to the mother's horror, stopped on her son. Without thought, she immediately ran to the car, lifted up one corner to rescue the child. Superhuman strength, quite possibly damaging to her health, but arising from love. In today's gospel, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus shows a willingness to get involved and risk his life for the life of the flock. For us, not somebody else's flock, he would get paid minimum wage to look after, but his own flock. When he has bought, bred, doctored, protected, he is invested in it in more ways than one. For a real shepherd in today's time, his sheep are his livelihood, but also his extended family. They know his voice, they know his touch, and they know his walk. If they're mixed with other sheep, which they often are at a typical watering place, and he calls, they separate from the crowd and follow him home. His flute is a sound of safety for them, the sound of still waters and green pastures we heard in today's psalm. He knows them too, by their name or disposition. There's Houdini, always escaping through some hole in the fence. Or Pegleg, who lives to the time she's kept in a hole. Or Bossy, likes nothing better than butting heads. Something about ownership that creates intimacy, especially ownership of living things. Perhaps you had or had a cat or dog who knew how you felt when no one else did. Some say we pick pets who look like us in some way or another. Sometimes it's not easy to tell who owns whom. Ownership is not just a matter of legal title, however. You've heard people talk about owning their feelings, or owning up to a problem. And I hear that combined with the gospel of the Good Shepherd, I begin to think of ownership as a certain kind of relationship, not a mere possession, but identifying with it so strongly that it becomes part of us. Our relationship with Jesus, when it is threatened, we defend it as if we were defending our own bodies. Sometimes that could get us into trouble. My best hometown friend of 62 years died 2 years ago. And at Cal's funeral, I relate this true story when, as young men leaving a local roadhouse, we were college students, so not quite 21. I was a few steps ahead of Cal. Now, Cal was a muscular, 6'2", 200-pound athlete. Two fellows whom I hardly knew showed and said they were beating up. I had no idea why. Could have been that they or their family member were in trouble, and my father was the local trial judge. I could possibly have held my own with one, but no chance against both. Cal saw what was going on. They told him, this had nothing to do with you, Cal. Stand aside. Cal said, anything to do with me was his business. He literally picked up one fella and threw him against the car. He kind of took care of the problem. So really, it is intimate relationship in that. The full willingness to risk one's own safety to defend someone else's. Not because he could not necessarily take care of himself, but because you care for him. You are connected to him and you know it. A good shepherd, who was later my best man for our wedding. But there's risk involved in getting into other people's problems. The parents sometimes teach us to mind our own business and let others mind theirs. We often want to help, but it's tough to know what's the right thing to do. Sometimes ownership of another's problems can cripple both them and us by eroding our responsibility for our own life. People sometimes need to learn about consequences of their actions. Everybody deserves a chance to fail. It is how we learn to be human sometimes. It is tough to know how to act. And then it's time to pray. But we deserve to have someone who says, anything you do to him is violence. Or blessed with mothers who sacrifice for us. Not codependent acts, but agape, self-giving love. The kind of love our good shepherd practices. The kind he tries to teach us. If the shepherd were a hired hand, we might not even know his name. A hired hand would take one look, a wolf, or at the car, or the bullies, and just vanish. If he'd been religious in his own habits, he might say, God bless you, I'll pray for you, before disappearing, but with no rescue. A hired hand does not care for the sheep, minds his own business, and just takes care of himself. So a good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. But then what happens to the sheep? You wonder who protects them after the good shepherd is dead. Well, I'll tell you an allegorical story about the disciples, covering the time from the Last Supper until Jesus' resurrection and return. One night before he died, they fell asleep after the big meal with the sound of the shepherd's flute in their ears. And as they slept, they shared a terrible dream that wolves with clubs and torches would come out of the woods to lead the shepherd away and to tear him to shreds on the hillside outside of town. In this dream, huddled for safety, unable to think or move, they stayed that way for 3 days, wondering if they would starve to death before the wolves came back to finish the job. But on the third day, they heard a flute far away. And so, and then the flute's sounds were drawn near. They stood once again in the presence of their good shepherd. Everything was the same again, but everything had changed. Looking at each other, they saw what had happened. They had fallen asleep as sheep, but had woken up as shepherds. As they slept, they had all been changed into the image of their master. And they stood there staring at one another. He handed them staves like his and flutes, and sent them out to gather their own flocks. Do for them as I did for you, he said, and play them a little tune as they set off just to say. We are sometimes hurt, lonely, unsure of what to do, just like the disciples who had fallen asleep as sheep after the crucifixion. There is a God who is equipped to take care of us and help us become the people we are supposed to be. If we pray and try, Jesus will give us staves and flutes to equip us to be good shepherds to the world. Amen.